are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Hello, everyone, and it is officially Monday, and I haven't done a weekly update in a little while, so I apologize. There's a lot of moving parts as I'm getting married in less than 50 days, so it's kind of an exciting time, but a busy time. So I just wanted to come on today and talk about how you can totally start from nothing and really create something amazing with your life. And the reason I even want to bring that up is because if you don't know who I am, 4 years ago, I relocated to Boston from New York with nothing outside of my fiance and his family. I knew nobody except my friend, too, who doesn't live near me at all. So I really had to start from the ground up. I also didn't have a job. So on top of not knowing anyone, making any friends, I had to look for a job. And that was very overwhelming all at one piece. So I went to the drawing board and I had a really hard time. The first year was a lot of struggles, a lot of hardships, figuring out friendships, learning a lot about people, and more, even more so about myself. And I feel like looking back 4 years now at this very moment, it's just amazing to see like how far you can grow as a person. I mean, I feel like every day we learn new things. I mean, that is still such a true fact. Every day you learn something new. But looking back now, 4 years later, a group of girls that I literally met, most of them through social media, if not through networking events, they all took me out. There was like 10 of us, and it was really nice to actually have friends that care about you, that you've built over time. And it came with time. I think everything comes with patience, and everything is all about timing at the end of the day. And I didn't give up when I was going through that really hard time and I wanted to go back to New York. I was like, you know what? Something's telling me to stay here and figure it out. And I'm really glad I did. I totally am. I mean, I've built this podcast to almost 400,000 listeners. I built my social media platforms from the ground up. I mean, we're literally almost at 500,000 outreach now at this point, which is really, really amazing. And it's just, you just have to keep going. You know, like these struggles and these bumps in the road, you have to just stop yourself and be like, you know what? It's going to be worth it in the end. And if there are struggles that sometimes seem like you can't get out of them, you will. You absolutely will. It's just going to come with time and you just have to keep going. That's the answer. You just have to keep going no matter what life throws at you at any moment. I think we all have hardships and things that we can't control, which is part of life, and they're all lessons to be learned. But if there's anything that I can share from experience, is that 4 years later, you can totally rebuild your life and create a life that you've imagined and wanted so badly. I mean, I feel like after this weekend reflecting like how much fun I had, I can't even remember the last time I felt like I had really good friends that cared about me and really wanted to celebrate me. And I just feel like the type of person that I am is I'm just always giving, giving, giving. I mean, you even see on this show itself, I'm always showcasing other people and I don't share a lot about my life. And that's a lot of stuff that I keep silent because I feel like I should be opening up more about that because it just makes me more of a human than just showcasing people all the time. But it's a real thing. People have struggles and just know that you're not alone and it will all work out. So if there is any motivation to be heard today, it is to, no matter what you're dealing with at this very moment, you will come out of it and you will rise. And the rising is just part of the journey and the downfalls are part of your journey. It's about these lessons to be learned to get you to the next point in your life. It's just all about knowing that you're not stuck. You can get out of it. You can always get out of it. And it's all about your mindset. And it might take a couple years. I mean, mine took a couple of years, but this is real life situations. And I just want you all to know that you're not alone. And I'm so honored to share my story because I really was one of those people thinking I was never going to get out of where I was. And for the first time in my life, I feel like my life is aligned and I'm in a good place. Like, I think we all have to go through those bumps in the road and it will all pay forward. And that's really all I needed to say today. I just wanted to thank my girls for taking me out. this weekend. It was so awesome. It really felt nice to be loved and appreciated. And I now feel like I have a Boston family of girl bosses like to hang out with, which is so empowering to not only have friends, but have friends you can do business with, which is really hard to find. So yeah, I just want you to know as a listener that no matter what happens to you today or tomorrow or this very second, if you are struggling or you're having a hard day, it's okay. It's okay to feel that way, but just know that like it's gonna get better. It totally is. And if you're at a good place in your life, enjoy it because life has a lot of tests and turns and things that you can't always control. So if there's one thing that I can tell you is to enjoy the ride. And that is my motivation. Enjoy your ride. Take life in stride. And that rhymed, didn't it? I'm so funny sometimes. And I hope you guys have an awesome week. This coming Wednesday, I am doing a beauty event showcasing 8 up-and-coming panelists in the area. Who's next? Botox, beauty, a career coach, a psychic, crystals, literally all things health and wellness. We're going to be in Somerville at Warehouse XI, so definitely check us out on Wednesday. And there will be beer and wine and some not past hors d'oeuvres, but like some light bites and treats and all that good stuff. So we expect a good turnout. I really hope to see you there. So tickets are available on Eventbrite if you are in the New England area. Definitely join us. And we also have a few up and coming podcasts, which I will be sharing with you soon. So stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene.